Hello and welcome to Broken But Glorious. I'm Chris Lappin, and joining me this week, I've got Nick Davey.
Good evening.
You well?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, very good. Yeah, very well since last time. So thanks again for everyone who listened to our review of Great Balls of Fire. We had nearly 700 plays across various websites, whatever. Platforms, I think that's the right word. Which is... Yeah, so if you enjoy our show, please follow us on Twitter. It's at BBGWpod. So before we jump into our review of Battleground, there's two stories I think we need to sort of discuss, which happened since the last show. So what do you think of Jason Jordan being revealed as Kurt Angle's son?
Surprised a bit. It was my third likely thing I thought was going to happen. I thought it was going to be Stephanie. I thought he was having an affair with Stephanie.
Yeah.
With Triple H as the, well, setting up a Triple H feud, going to SummerSlam, also swinging in a double turn.
Yeah.
Plan B, I thought, was going to be Dixie Carter, cause especially after seeing her on the Kurt Angle 24 documentary on the network.
Yeah, the only problem with Dixie Carter is 99% of WWE fans will, like, use that.
Well, yeah, that was also going to be the worry, that a lot of people might not know who she is.
Yeah.
And then also, more to the point, why would it make sense, sort of thing, and bring her into the WWE and talk such a big storyline, feuding with Triple H and Steph. I mean, obviously a lot of fans probably will get it, but then a lot of fans won't get it.
Yeah.
So, when I was happy, Plan C, I didn't think it was going to be one of the American Alphas as his son. I thought it's going to be Chad Gable, but I think it actually makes a lot more. I'm actually pretty happy they've gone with Jordan.
Yes, I reckon Gable can do pretty well by himself. I think he could get into the US title soon.
Yeah, he had a good match with a very, very good match with Styles a few weeks ago on SmackDown.
Mm.
And it's also nice having a tag team break up on good terms, not on the usual. Well, you've got to look at the recent big Kaz ends, like, sort of people turning on each other, on NXT as well, with Gargano and Tommaso. It's nice to have a very good tag team, even on good but sort of different terms, something we haven't really seen before.
Yeah, but it's the fourth face tag team they've got rid of in a month.
Hey?
It's the fourth face tag team they've split up in a month.
Well, we're certainly running low on options, especially on Raw, as we mentioned before. Overall, I mean, I'm quite intrigued to see where it will go. I think it might lead to a match between them two further down the line.
Yeah.
Depending on how big they push Jordan, you could even have it as a WrestleMania match next WrestleMania.
Mm.
Whether if that's what they want to use Angle, I mean, it could make sense pushing sort of almost a passing of a torch in a way. Depending on how big they see Jordan, we don't know how good he is in the ring on his own. It could be brilliant. So there's lots of ways they could go with this storyline. As I said, it's intriguing to see where they'll go, and I think we'll be slow booking, in my opinion, is the best booking, so we'll see where it goes.
So according to the spotlights, WWE are planning to reveal his mother eventually. If they're sticking with the wrestling theme, who do you reckon they could go for?
Well, then again, you could the two we just mentioned, really, Steph, Dixie, or even a former...
Wouldn't she have to be black?
Yeah. Yeah, well, then there's that talk of Charmelle, isn't there, Booker teaser.
Yeah, she was on my list of three possible options.
Well, given the fact they even had something called SmackDown going on there, and you've still got Booker as a commentator more, so...
I had Charmelle, then I'd miss Jackie because she's in her early 50s, Jacqueline.
Yeah.
And then the only other black wrestling-related lady in her early 50s I could think of was Shelton Benjamin's mum, Mama.
there's a few angles you could go down, but whether they'll keep it in the wrestling thing or not. But
yeah, apparently they're going to see how the face run goes first, see if it gets over before they unveil. So it could be a while before they unveil it.
No, I think I'm intrigued to see where it'll go. And it's something different, so...
Right, second story. Rey Mysterio is apparently in talks with the WWE for a return when his contract of Lucha Underground expires after the end of the third series. So there's 20 episodes left, so it'll take us just into early 18.
Meh. I'd like it. I've always thought he's been good in the ring. Especially when I was a younger member of the, when I was a younger fan of wrestling.
Yeah, he's my son's favourite of all time.
So back in the day, I loved it when I was a young kid. But we've moved on, really, haven't we? I mean, the wrestling, we've moved on. And there's plenty of good young, I think there's good young mask wrestlers out there. I don't think WWE really needs him, to be honest. I think Kalisto's quality. And you've also got the couple of lads in the cruiserweight division, Vince Dorado. He's quality. And you've also got some even great ones on the indie scene, like Domita, who I saw at Progress. He's class. So there's some. I just don't think they really need him back. So I'm not really over fussed about it, really.
Who's Ricochet? Is it Prince Puma? Is it Ricochet? Because he's quality.
Yeah, another one. Yeah.
Or if you want to go an alternative route, Sexy Star. If you want to go the women's route, she's pointed as well. So the Wrestling Observer has pointed out that the rumblings could be that he's a surprise entrance in the Royal Rumble. But I was thinking more, they can't think of a big name to face Neville at WrestleMania, so they might just bring him in.
Yeah.
Just as a marquee match for Neville.
Yeah, that's not a bad shout, actually.
Okay, and there's one more quick one. On the Going In Raw podcast, they mentioned that WWE are planning another shake-up after SummerSlam. What do you think of that?
Well, first in my head, I've got, what, you're joking? Oh, I can't. Now, I don't know if it needs it or not. I don't know if it's too soon. I wouldn't have a fill-off. Maybe two or three. Maybe one man. Maybe they could do like a one man, one tag team, one woman, maybe.
Yeah, I was thinking two. If they did two or three, it might work, but I didn't want it to be like eight each like it was last time.
They shouldn't do a major one, yeah. I mean, SmackDown, you could say. Because I think it's more Raw's probably the best it's been since the draft. Going back to last July, I think Raw's in the best way it's been. So, Jericho and Owen sort of controlled Raw the rest of last year. They were the ones who really kept it going on their own. And as I say, I don't think since the shake-up of SmackDown being a bit of a disaster, it's not against it, the book, it's just been appalling on SmackDown. But I think I would leave it personally how it is, but they are going to do running. I'll maybe keep it very, very relatively small.
Okay, so we'll go on to our pay-per-view review. So the opening match was Defo match of the night, I reckon. The SmackDown tag team title match between the New Day and the Usos.
Rematch? Rematch?
I didn't watch it. Did you watch it?
No, I don't know who it was. No, it was Tyler Dillinger versus Aiden English.
And Aiden English won. Apparently, that was the third best match of the night.
Aiden English won, did he?
Aiden English won, yeah, surprisingly. So.
Tyler Dillinger won.
Yeah, that's why I didn't bother watching it, because I just assumed he would.
Yeah, again, it's down to the booking of SmackDown. No, well, again, two pretty good athletes, really.
It was a bit of a squash match. He just dominated them the whole match, apparently. I've not seen it yet, but...
Oh, that's odd. Well, I mean, Tyler Dillinger's one that's a great wrestler. He's got a great little... So that 10 gimmick was pretty good. Well, it is good. He was well over on the Royal Rumble, and well over on his debut on SmackDown, but they just done absolutely next to nothing with him. It's almost like they rushed him to the main event.
Yeah, because I think if he stayed on NXT, he'll be in a feud with Bobby Roode over the title.
I think it's just a case of they pushed on to the main event without having a plan for them. It's just not great, and it's not making. He's lost any momentum he had for sure. I think he needs to be in a few, maybe with KO or someone down the line, but he's in a bit of a back against the wall at the moment, really.
So what did you think of the Kofi Woods pairing rather than they usually go with the Big E and one of them?
It's usually Big E and Kofi, isn't it? But no, yeah. I thought it was definitely, as you said, itself matched the night by a long shot. Very, very good. The commentators also put it over very well and put both tag teams over. But yeah, no, 100% match of the night. The actual best performance match was Woods, I thought.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He was definitely the man of the whole show.
Any critics he did have, or if he's the weak link in the New Day, or the poorest wrestler of them all, you would say, I think he's proved them all wrong. And I think, again, it just proves how great New Day have been since they started. And there's talk of them obviously splitting up after WrestleMania, but I think based on last night, I don't think they should. To be honest, the feud with the Usos has been the best thing about SmackDown for the last month.
Yeah.
In all honesty. It's been the one that's got the best actual rivalry going. It's got a bit personal, especially that rap battle. So I personally think this has been the best feud on SmackDown and was the best match of the night. And it's always nice to see a was a title change which wasn't expected, really. I thought the Usos might have won.
Yeah. I know I shit on the walking out last time, but I kind of wanted them to walk out again this time. And that would lead to either like a TLC match or a cage match at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
I know shit on it about being lazy booking last time, but I think if they made a storyline out of them, they keep walking away.
Well, maybe put disqualified this time, so they've completed the pick, like, count out last time, disqualification this time.
Yeah.
If they, and that, to be fair, that could have even cemented the rivalry a bit more if they had, say, got weapons out and started whacking the whole of the New Day and just destroyed them, really.
Yeah.
Could have made the rivalry even taken it to the next level, but I still expect that I would happily have this rivalry going on for at least a couple more pay-per-views, definitely at SummerSlam, and I'd have it going maybe a SmackDown pay-per-view after SummerSlam as well, you know, sort of to conclude the rivalry. So I think it's been going very well.
Do you think that Big E should have made his presence a bit more felt? I don't see the point of him being there because he didn't do anything. If he's going
to
be having
again, I think down to be having face people on that ringside than heel ringside. Do you know, you see when there's a face person at ringside, they never see them really getting involved unless it's sort of almost necessary.
Trying to keep the titles for the longest time ever, they still cheated a little bit. They're still doing a few heely things.
That's when it looked like they were trying to go through a sort of almost a heel turnish, but I think they just sort of they changed their minds on that.
I think the fans would forgive them if they do a few heely things. But we'll go on to the next match. Essentially, Nakamura versus Baron Corbin. Pretty poor, forgettable match, I thought.
Yeah, I agree. Again, the ending wasn't great, was it, as well? And again, it was it three pay-per-views now Nakamura's out, and I think two matches have been pretty dull. I thought he was quality at Money in the Bank, but this is a bit worrying, if anything. It's obviously probably the most exciting person to come up from NXT out of everyone that's probably progressed within the last few years, would you say?
Yeah,
probably the most hyped, probably been one of the best NXT performers in the last couple of years.
I love Nakamura and NXT. I still think he seems to be living off his entrance at the moment. His ring work isn't gravity. If you didn't watch NXT and didn't know who Nakamura was, you'd be thinking, why is this guy a big deal?
Well, you would, yeah, absolutely. And it's certainly not been, it's not been the greatest of starts. Hopefully they can improve. It's not definitely not too late, but
I just think it's a clash of styles between them. Something didn't click. And it looks like it's going to continue into SummerSlam.
It is. I think Nakamura will win the feud overall, and that seems to be a trend with WWE. The Money in the Bank goes Money in the Bank, and it tends to lose a match on a pay per view, and then cash in later on in the night. I don't know whether that happens at SummerSlam or not, but I think that they will have a match at SummerSlam. Maybe even have it as a. I think it would make sense to have it as a no disqualification match. Now, one obviously Corbin getting disqualified and backstage attacks and weapons being used backstage, so. I think they should have a hardcore match of some description at SummerSlam.
Yeah. Like a street fight type thing.
Anything really that where the rules are out the window, really. but I think he needs to have a better match. It's given him a good match on SmackDown, a good 15-20 minute match on SmackDown against someone. I think he needs a really good match to almost address that his matches on paper haven't been great. He hasn't really been given a chance to shine at SmackDown, so I think he's only really been in tag team matches, hasn't he?
Yeah.
So I think he needs a good match and a big win, I think. So I think he will probably get it at SummerSlam against Corbin in a rematch. But no, so far it's not been great versions against SmackDown, which is a real, real shame.
Yeah, they kind of hinted that he'll be going into a feud of AJ over the US title a couple of times on SmackDown, but as we'll see.
Yeah.
So whatever they'll... They'll do like a number one contendership series between them, maybe. But I don't want to see that match until WrestleMania. I want them to keep the power.
That's why I want them to keep it up. Yeah, I want that to be at WrestleMania 34 for sure.
Alright, so then it was the Fatal 5-Way Elimination match between Lana, Charlotte, Tamina, Becky Lynch, and Natalya. So what do you think of Natalya winning? I thought she would have been the first one eliminated.
Well, it's a surprise. Not that she doesn't deserve it. She's always been great in the ring. She's pretty good on the mic. She's had a pretty good year. She's never been bad, really. It's just a bit of a surprise, but again, I have no complaints at all.
Do you think that Naomi and Natalya is a big enough title match for SummerSlam?
I don't see why not. I think Natalia's still obviously got the name of Bret Hart. She's been there before. She's a former champion. She's a good wrestler. She's been in the business for a while. So I don't see any reason why not, to be honest. Am I really excited about it? Probably not. But am I really annoyed about it? Definitely not. So it's, I've got no qualms about it. Again, I don't think it certainly won't be one of the best women matches we've seen in the last couple, in the last year or so, because there's been some great matches. But no, fair play for them to put a bit of surprise out of that. And it's now in the record. I thought she had a great feud with Bella back at the start of the year.
Yeah.
I think Naomi's a great wrestler, so I think it could work, definitely. They've obviously got history as well with Total Divas as well. Because they had a bit of minor rivalry, I think, when it was the Usos versus Kid and Cesaro early 2015.
I've never seen Total Divas.
No. I just know they've had a thing going on there, because I know when it was when Kid and Cesaro had a feud with the Usos for the tag team titles.
Yeah,
That
was a class feud.
They kept mentioning it, but I've never watched that as well. But no, I think it could work.
I know Nia Jax is going to be on the next series. She tweeted out today she's happy that she's going to be on the next series of Total Divas.
That thinking doesn't really go now, though, does it? I think it could be a good match at the at SummerSlam, Naomi against the title. What I did like about this match was I like the opening promo. That was the best opening promo of the night. I'm always a big fan of promo videos, and I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah. What did you think of the Lana, Tamina? I don't see what Tamina gets out of the relationship.
Well, not all she's done is out of the match earlier. I don't get what they're doing. Again, we have to wait and see what's going on. Again, it makes Lana look as weak as hell. Since Tamina goes out, she follows suit.
She did look very, very green, Lana. She didn't look like she should have been in the ring with them other four people.
With what, sorry?
She looked very green. She didn't look like she knew what she was doing compared to the other four people in the match.
I think she's probably a better manager than a wrestler.
Like, there's a rumour that it's going to be Charlotte and Becky versus Lana and Tamina at SummerSlam.
Yeah, I could see that. That's a bit of a waste of Charlotte and Becky for that matter, but
I couldn't see getting it on the main card. There's only going to be about 10 matches.
No, I don't think it will, no. I did see a rumour that apparently it's going to be Charlotte versus Ronda Rousey at WrestleMania 34 next year.
I heard a rumour that it's going to be all of the horsewomen versus them, the four horsewomen of UFC, like an 8-man tag type of thing.
That would be quality.
That could be interesting. My thoughts on the match were, it was a good match, but the ending, the elimination just seems to go bang, 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 bang.
Yeah, it did a bit, rushed at the end.
Yeah.
Well, I thought at least when they got it down to Charlotte and Natalia, I thought, we're going to have at least a good 5-10 minutes of them to at least get taking it on.
And look, I loved it when Charlotte just one-arm powerbombed her. You know, she was in an arm lock and she picked her up. It just shows huge strength. Right, next was probably the second best match of the night, I thought, Owens versus AJ Styles.
Yeah, it was a great match. Again, whether I expected more from it, I definitely expected more from it. It was probably the best wrestlers in the WWE at the moment. Again, I expected more. I thought the finish was dreadful.
Some people think it was a bit of a botch, because apparently AJ Styles went crazy at the ref after it.
Well, I don't know whether it was or not. It looked a bit funny, but I just presumed it was just poor booking. Again, I think there's Blaney. Obviously, they're going to have a rematch at SummerSlam, and I hope they do save almost their best match for last.
Yeah.
So I really hope they steal the show at SummerSlam. If it is going to be them two facing, I'm struggling to see what it would be. I'm happy Owens got the title back, so I just really want AJ just to get back to the WWE title picture. And I think Owens should have a good run with that US belt. I think he can make it a lot of the face of America gimmick. I think he should start doing open challenges as well, and he can have some good feuds as well. I think Chad Gable would be quite a good feud. Ty Dillinger as well, he could have a feud with. So there's plenty of good people he can have a feud with, and also people he could drop the belt to give them a good run with it. So I'm happy Owens is the champion, but as I said, the match was okay. There wasn't nothing wrong with it, apart from the ending, of course. But no, I hope the match at SummerSlam does fit the classic that everyone's waiting for.
I think it's probably the worst ref bump for a while, because it was pointless.
I just presumed it was just probably just WWE booking all over.
Well, it made sense if they knocked the ref out, then he put him in the calf crusher, and then Owens was tapping out. But he wasn't. He reversed it into a crossface, and then AJ Styles wasn't tapping out. So what was the point of the ref being knocked out?
No idea.
But then AJ reversed it into his own crossface, and then Owens kind of led back on top of him, 1-2-3.
Yeah, no, it was very odd, but again, I just put it down to lazy booking. I thought,
yeah,
you're probably the high.
Yeah, so great match, let down by a Niffy ending again.
Seems to be
the theme of every pay-per-view we've reviewed so far.
Well, it does, yeah, no, it's not, it's, yeah.
All right, so next was probably my worst match of the night, the flag match between Rusev and John Cena. It was just boring.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
It took every ounce of wrestling logic. It's wrestling.
And how many times have we seen Cena get we've seen this so many times, Cena get someone on top, and at the end, like a bit like we've seen it in he's done it so many times when he's sort of got near the end of a match and an FU'd them off or give them an attitude adjustment off in this case it was the pedestal, but with ambulance matches when he's done it off the ambulance, we've seen it off the stages, like at the end of matches, it's just pets. It wasn't even a great, he just went for a table or a few tables, but it was just, I don't know, I've just really not got into this feud. I mean, it just feels so rushed, so last minute put together. Just so blatantly obvious what's going to happen.
Yeah.
We're talking about Rusev, who's a great wrestler, and he's got, again, he just gets, every time he just gets put in the most, I don't think poor feuds to describe it, well, it is, and it's the most predictable feuds, I think. You just know he's going to lose. So he just needs another one with a big win, Rusev.
I just thought it was a bit over complicating the match. Just flag matches, you get your flag down.
Yeah, you've won.
I didn't get the bit of taking it up to the podium.
It's like a poor stretcher match, isn't it?
Yeah. You see the bit where Rusev picked up the holder and smacked it with Cena with it, and then gently put it back exactly in the middle. And you meant, like, just pick it up and throw it, because he can't win if he can't put it in the holder.
Oh, God, yeah, no, I thought it was just so cool. I think it was blatantly obvious what was going to happen since the match was announced, really. Again, it just seems a bit of a waste of Cena as well when he's back here. No, it really wasn't great, was it? It was disappointing, I think, more than anything. I think a waste of Cena, and also a waste of Rusev as well.
Yeah. He needs to put, you know, he was great when he was in the US title scene. We need to try and fit him back into it.
Yeah, again, he was good to go. So that rivalry first time round was great, and it gave the US title
kind of reignited it, didn't it? So.
Well, it did, yeah. The Cena Open Challenge was quality. It's just really gone. As I say, Rusev just needs to get into a good feud. He needs to be back where he belongs. And I do hope he's one day WWE champion. Anyone's possible doing it now. But he needs to be up there. Rusev, it's just disappointing that he's on his return as well from injury, that he's put in this obvious rush feud. It's obviously going to end last month. It's obvious who's going to win the feud. And it was just crap, wasn't it, that match? It really was.
Right, and then it was the Fashion Files, Tyler Breeze and Fandango. We did a poll on this about Twitter, so I asked which teams do you think have been messing with the Fashion Police. My options were the Club, Ronan Harper, Sanity, and then other. Please comment who. So, in last place was 9% Sanity, and 18% went for the Club. 28% went other, but only one person told me who they thought it would be. They thought it could be Redragon, because Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish are both the name of Steen now. And so the winner was Ronan Harper, 45%.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Ronan Harper. Again, it's not the end of the world, but it's, again, they've put Harper on his own, and it's, how many times have we seen this happen when they've put Harper on his own, and he's a great wrestler, Harper, quality wrestler, And then, again, they don't know what to do with him. It was looking like he was going to be in the main event of WrestleMania last year.
Yeah, made sense for him to be in WrestleMania main event.
Yeah. So he's gone from being in one of the biggest matches at WrestleMania to this, really. It's, again, don't get me wrong, I've actually enjoyed this Fashion Files phase. That's probably one of the most interesting things on SmackDown. I thought the actual segment was pretty good as well.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I want that to give or not. I mean, it's a safety option because clearly they don't know what to do with them on their own. Together.
It could be interesting if they change it slightly from the Wyatt family gimmick. I don't know what they'll change it into, but switch up the gimmick a little bit.
Because I just fed up with seeing this happen, because you just know they're going to reunite with Bray Wyatt one time again as well. It's the amount of times that the Wyatt family have reunited.
But, do you know what would be amazing? I think you'd love this idea. What if British Strong Style attack them?
Well, that would be insane. But what is the odds of that happening?
Be amazing.
Don't get me wrong, that would be class,
and get and get Trent Seven and Tyler Bate back to being heels like they should be.
Yeah, in WWE they're not booked as heels. No, I think that idea is great. We've seen how good Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate have had match of the year.
Yeah.
In WWE.
It's probably the WWE match of the year so far.
Yeah, 100%.
The Americans have got into that match last NXT.
It's not in the main event scene. It doesn't really matter if people don't know who they are. So
it's a fresh new team, and they've been working together for years. You know.
Well, I think though sanity. I think it would be sanity, especially if they go and lose in the rivalry to the Authors of Pain as well.
Yeah, and the kayfabe reason for Eric Young not being up on NXT at the moment is because he's away on other business. They've been saying. So that other business could be messing with Breezango, possibly.
I think my prediction is it's either Harper and Rowan or Sanity.
Yes, we haven't seen Harper and Rowan for a while. I think they were in the Battle Royal, the number one contender for the US title, but I can't remember the last time either of them had a match, apart from against each other a couple of months ago.
I think it's either Sanity or Harper and Rowan. That'd be interesting when it does get. I thought it was
going to
get revealed at Battleground, but.
Yeah, I was gutted. Me and my son were sitting there going, so they'll go and reveal it and then they're going to have a match. No.
The thing is, they drag this out more, then it's going to have to be a big reveal, I think.
Yeah, because when the Ascension came in and said it was us, and they made it out like, it'd be too disappointing if it's you.
Yeah, I did like that. Well, it's always a disappointing reveal anyway.
Yeah.
That made me laugh, actually, but. It's interesting what will happen yet, but I think the longer they drag it out, especially they make it into like a main event thing on SmackDown, last showing on SmackDown, it'll have to be someone quite big.
Yeah. So next match, another forgettable match probably, Mike Kanellis versus Sami Zayn. Are you surprised Sami won? It's only Mike Kanellis' second match, isn't it?
Yeah. I know a lot of people. I'm pretty happy. I think one, I'm just a big Sami Zayn fan.
Yeah.
And I don't think it makes Mike Kanellis. I know people say, well, during it's his first pay-per-view match, he should win. I disagree. One, he's been put in a match with a very good, well-known wrestler on SmackDown. That's like Sami Zayn's a solid mid-card wrestler on SmackDown. I did hear about nice him higher one day. And he's not exactly looking weak during it, really. So on SmackDown this week, he's attacked him. And I think it's going to be part of his angle with Maria that we're going to see her jump in the ring a lot. I don't know too much about Mike Bennett, his name.
I only saw a bit of him in TNA, but I think it was in Ring of Honor. He had a couple of world title matches, so he must be well thought of.
Yeah, I think he does well. But I think it's like he's lost straight away to like a something he's been jobbing as well. He's lost to a very good wrestler. So Sami Zayn needs to win as well, because he hasn't been booked right. I think that would make sense. They moved on ahead of maybe a mixed tag match at some, but then there's a few and far between for the posts.
I don't know how they're going to fit all these feuds on the SmackDown.
On yeah, SmackDown. But Andre would be basically just make the card, yeah, and you can't put them all on special on a pay per view with Raw. So it's but no, I think he's got. I'd say he's only a month into his career on SmackDown, so he's got plenty of time to prove himself. And I don't think it's the end of the world in losing to Sami Zayn at all.
I still love their entrance theme.
It's grown on me as well.
I love it. It's very 80s hair metal. And then, it was the Punjabi prison match for the title. Autumn versus.
Next!
I thought that I don't get, say, the convoluted nonsense, the open the door thing. Just have them have to escape both cages.
Yeah.
I thought it was very boring until they got outside the first cage.
Yeah, I thought the whole match was boring, to be honest.
What's the Singh brothers got involved?
They didn't need to get the Singh brothers involved. The match is designed... Again, it's a match designed to keep them out, so...
they made the holes big enough for them to get through.
Exactly. The match was designed to keep them out, and especially with their backstage segment, them saying, oh yeah, we can't be in here. It's just ludicrous. It's another... Jinder just looks like such a poor champion at the moment. I was, every month, obviously, since he's been champion, I've been defending it, wanting to give it a go. But now it's just ridiculous, really, isn't it, really? It's not working out in this champion. I was prepared to give it a go. I thought that match at Money in the Bank was okay, but this was rubbish. It really was. I don't know if could do either favours. Or it doesn't look interesting to you at all.
Sorry.
And the return of Grey Carly is just absolutely...
He could barely walk 10 years ago. As soon as you saw him walking down the ramp, you'll just go dead quick up the cage, wouldn't you? You know, it's going to take him 10 minutes to get to the ring.
Oh, yeah, you just jump on the top and break a leg or something. At least you're champion.
He seemed more comfortable climbing the cage than he did walking to the ring. Even though he only went up 2 steps and then started choking Orton.
Sorry?
I said he looked more comfortable climbing the cage than he did walking to the ring.
I just hope that it's just a one-off appearance. I really hope he's not going to be in a wrestling ring. But it just baffles the mind that someone actually approved this and went, that's a great idea, you know. I just can't believe what the bookers were thinking.
I think they're thinking of the millions of dollars coming out of India. That's what they're thinking. He's a huge star, we can guess, if he's Indian.
I can see why they've done it on the thing, but it's just so just disheartening to even talk about. It's just, I'm struggling to find the words.
He seems to have lost half a foot as well in the photos after it. He's not that much taller than Jinder Mahal. So.
Yeah, I saw that as well, actually, I thought that.
He was billed at 6'2", wasn't he, 10 years ago. He looks like he's lost a couple of inches.
I'm not happy to see him back. I hope he's not going to get in the ring.
Have you seen the rumoured match for SummerSlam? I guess you haven't.
Well, it would have been better. I mean, I personally had it booked as Jinder and Orton. They're both fighting to get out, and Jinder gets there a couple of inches before. It's a clean win. It makes Orton still doesn't look like he's just been beaten clean by Jinder, and he's won. Sort of in a snaky way, he's won in a lucky way, but he hasn't had anyone helping him, so that would have made much more sense, to be honest.
That's the whole point of a cage match, though. You can lose it, still look strong, because you haven't been pinned or made to the summit.
That's it, yeah. But they've really gone down a poor end. I'm just so disinterested. This is probably the most least I've been disinterested in the WWE Championship for, well, since I can remember.
According to the rumours, they're not going to even defend the title at SummerSlam. It's going to be Jinder Mahal and Kali versus Cena and Orton.
And that just sounds crap that even thinking about. But no, I mean, this was my actual... You said about your worst match tonight was the drag match. I thought this was worst.
I thought it got good once they got outside the first cage. Even, I just love the Singhs getting battered. Them getting thrown around like kids. Has there been an update on the Singh who fell off the top of the... Because it looks like he really injured himself.
That was quite cool, him flying, yeah. I'm just not impressed with the whole feud on the main event scene. And it's a shame, because because, as you say, SmackDown's got some great stars.
Well, if you put the titles in the order of prestige on SmackDown now, it's US and then WWE.
Oh, absolutely.
Because everyone who's good is going for the US.
Even tag team, I think I'm more interested in as well. The woman, WWE's put the least belt I'm actually interested in the whole of WWE right now. Boy, you've got The Miz involved. The Miz has obviously turned the Intercontinental around on SmackDown. The tag team belts are all pretty good enough. It's Scarlett, Hardy. Raw Women's is great with Bliss on there. So I think this is generally the worst belt that's actually supposed to be the best belt in WWE. I think at the moment it's the worst one. The worst boringest one and the most worst one at the moment, which is a real shame and worrying.
Yeah, so where would you rank Battleground out of the three we've reviewed?
The worst one, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, same here.
I'd say worst pay-per-view of the year.
Yeah, I'll put it there.
This is
the pay-per-view I picked up my phone and started looking at stuff the most.
I think it was just a very rap pay-per-view.
I was into it. I was like, yes, just because the first match was so good. I was like, yes, they're bringing the Ray game.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And
as
I was
well.
Like,
especially because my mates trolled me as well in our WhatsApp group. One of my mates who actually stayed up for it because, well, I think he's insane. he was obviously trolled and said it's actually a world of both of you. Also, someone else said it was. I misread it, but he actually said, one of the other mates said, it was just a typical mediocre paper. I can misread it like for a mediocre, but as a mediocre paper, it was actually pretty good. So I went in there full of expectations, and yeah, and especially on the tag team, I was like, it's actually quite good, and then it was just bollocks. So sorry for listeners for this drab viewing, but disagreeing with us.
So each week, me and Nick are going to pick a wrestling topic, and then we're going to pick our favourites, so underrated, overrated, discuss it. So this week, the trailer for the Justice League movie is released, so I thought it could be fun if we discuss superheroes and wrestling. So Nick, who was your favourite superhero gimmick?
Back in the day, I liked Hurricane Helms.
Oh, he's brilliant.
I like the theme tune. Stand, bang! I like these gimmicks of The Rock as well.
I just love that he kept trying to choke slam people who were far bigger than him.
I love that 2002 elimination in the Royal Rumble as well with Triple H and Stone Cold.
Yeah.
That was quite funny.
Tried to choke slam them both.
That was probably my favourite. I quite like it. Rosie joined in as well.
That was just an excuse to have shit on telly. Superhero in training. So. And they also had Super Stacy as their manager.
Yeah, that was also very, very nice.
She looked very nice in her very skin tight superhero costume. I went for Sting. He's jumped on the bandwagon of two superhero characters. So it's the Crow, obviously, and then in TNA he ripped off the Joker following the success of the Dark Knight.
Yeah, actually, I'd say I didn't really follow Sting in TNA, but yeah, the Crow, that's a good one.
Yeah, so his Crow gimmick was basically because he was a very white meat, baby face, colourful, happy-go-lucky, early 90s face wrestler until the NWO turned up, and this was just an anti-NWO gimmick. He would, for the best part of a year, he didn't wrestle, he was just up in the bleachers, and then occasionally he'll come down, beat up NWO members, and then go back. I think it was over a year he didn't wrestle a match at all. Which just do like guerrilla attacks on NWA members. I wanted to do a special mention to Arachnoman. So everybody knows Spider-Man, but early 90s WCW tried to do a Spider-Man gimmick. So instead of the typical red and blue, they had Arachnoman with purple and yellow. But it didn't last very long because Marvel sued WCW. over the gimmick, so he was removed straight away. And I think the it was Brad Armstrong, I'm sure, is the Road Dogg's brother. He was betrayed, Arachnoman. Any other ones you want to think of?
Paul Virtue was a pirate, if that counts.
Not quite.
but I must admit, I'm a bit lost. I'm trying to think of superhero gimmicks.
we're going to go for one wrestler in a superhero film. It has to be Bones, Saw, McGraw, and Spider-Man, who was the late great Macho Man, Randy Savage. Was a
yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah, he's my favourite one. We also had Kevin Nash's Super Shredder, and Kevin Nash was also in The Punisher. There's been plenty over the years. Glorious! Alright, so we'll finish with our predictions for the SummerSlam card. So, as of this recording, we're recording this before Raw or SmackDown, so if anything gets announced after this, it's not our fault. Alright, so as I'm recording, it's not, the only match confirmed is Natalya versus Naomi. So do you think it's going to be just end up being them two, or do you think possibly Charlotte and or Becky could make their way into the match?
No, I think it should just be them two. Say Natalya won fair and square. I think it should just be them two, give them a feud, see what they can do.
Then possibly throw the rest of the women into a tag team match on the pre-show.
No, I think also there's going to be other... I think you also need to keep the single match going, because I think there's going to be quite a few multi-man matches, according to my predictions, anyway.
Yeah. I was thinking the good thing about having Natalya possibly win this, she could be cashed in on, and it'd be believed.
Yeah, she could be, and she could give her a face turn as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's also the gimmick of she's Carmella's mentor.
Yeah. Yeah, that's okay, the US title, are we going for Kevin Owens versus Styles?
Yeah, I think that's going to happen.
Okay, Intercontinental, I've gone for Miz versus Rollins, or Miz, Rollins and Ambrose, I'm not sure.
I think it'll be a triple threat match.
Yeah.
I think the Miz will win due to Ambrose, and I think it'll be a triple threat match.
Let's say disqualification triple threat matches, so the Miz Taraj can just help Alcomi.
Yeah, I think it'll be an out of control match, put it that way.
it'll be a fun match to watch.
Yeah, I think it'll be okay. I think Miz can win sneakily, yeah. So I think, yeah, triple threat match.
Alright, so we're going to the tag team titles. So, how about the Raw tag team titles?
I don't really know. I think there could be a. I haven't seen all this week, so I don't know what's happened, but in recent weeks, we haven't really seen Cesaro and Sheamus on Raw.
No, it's been Hardys and Revival and Club, having like a mini feud between the three of them. So whether it's another...
Yeah, four of them in the match, but then another one in that match. So, yeah, I think maybe a four-way.
Four-corner elimination tag team match.
Yeah, four-corner elimination match.
Yeah.
Maybe even on the pre-show.
Possibly, yeah. SmackDown titles, The New Day versus...
Yeah, Usos, I think, you know.
Usos again?
Yeah, I think in a normal match, yeah.
I'm thinking it could be against whoever is attacking Breezango. Make them look strong by beating up Breezango and then... So I've gone for The New Day versus Harper and Rowan.
Well, that's a disagree.
It's Raw Women's Championship.
I think it'll be...
I've gone for a triple threat, Bliss versus Banks versus Bayley.
Yeah, I agree.
Even though Nia Jax is looking really strong, looks, I think they've just started. They've trademarked Team Rude, so they think that's going to be Bliss and Nia Jax's tag team name.
Yeah, no, I think it'd be a triple threat.
Yep, Nia Jax at ringside.
Yeah, I'm sure Bliss will win somehow.
So are we going to go with the rumours who think there isn't going to be a WWE title match and go with the Jinder Mahal and Kali versus Cena and Orton?
I wouldn't be surprised in any way possible, so... I mean, it's depressing even talking about it, so I'll say yes just for the sake of it.
And then we speculated about it months and months and months ago, but I think it is going to happen. Lesnar versus Joe versus Reigns versus Strowman.
Yeah, I think definitely... I think that's definitely going to be a nail, especially after last week's Raw.
What about the matches that haven't got any titles involved? Do you reckon?
I think
Balor versus
Wyatt.
Demon Balor?
Hey?
Demon Balor?
Yeah, I think Demon Balor, yeah, definitely. Demon Balor versus Wyatt. And I think Corbin versus Nakamura, yeah.
With Dillinger versus Aiden English on the pre-show.
Yeah, probably. I think the pre-show match could be, I don't know what match, I think maybe the, so maybe Charlotte and Becky versus the, versus Tamina and Lana, and you could also maybe do
still old school battle royal for no reason because everybody's left. 20 man battle
one
royal.
One of them for a lot, yeah. Not Andre John. You could maybe have the I don't know who was very good at SummerSlam. The Shawn Michaels Memorial Battle.
King of Summer trip.
I think there would be one to SmackDown for Raw. I think SmackDown would be a women's tag team match. I think for Raw it could be potentially the tag team titles match. Or
thinking who's left.
Or maybe with Jason Jordan, maybe.
I forgot about Jason Jordan, yeah. Jason Jordan versus Elias Sampson.
yeah, you could do Elias, maybe, or someone around that. Kurt Hawkins, maybe.
He'd have to be on the main show. That's the biggest storyline on the show.
Yeah, but I don't know. They can't really rush him into a view. I think slow booking. I think put him on the pre-show against someone like Kurt Hawkins or someone in that field.
Or have him win the Battle Royal.
Yeah. If you're so desperately for a battle royal, do that.
There's about 30 wrestlers that need to do something. It's probably with having such a huge roster.
Him and Gable having a farewell match for each other.
Yeah. Against each other or a tag team match.
Yeah, against
maybe
like the Ascension or someone.
Yeah, I forgot about the Ascension.
Somebody's not doing anything.
Yeah, sounds good. So we've gone for... So it's Naomi versus Natalya. Owens versus Styles, Miz versus Rollins versus Ambrose, New Day versus Usos. I'll agree with you on that one then. Balor versus Wyatt, Nakamura versus Corbin, which I don't want. Fatal 4-Way Corner Elimination Match between Shimaro, whoever they're called.
Yeah.
Hardy's Revival, The Club, then Bliss versus Banks versus Bayley, and then Jinder Mahal and Great Khali versus Cena and Orton.
Yeah. Less said that one about the better.
Rusev? We haven't got Rusev on this. He's in the Battle Royal.
Yeah. The Summer Battle Royal.
And then world title match, Lesnar versus Joe versus Reigns versus Strowman.
Yeah.
Alright, so you're off to a show next week?
Yeah, next Thursday night off to Riptide Wrestling for their second show. Very excited.
It's an amazing card.
Well,
I want to go.
Very surprised, yeah. Sold out, I'm afraid.
Yeah, I saw them going. There's 12 tickets left. I'm on holiday next week.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say, I think you're struggling to get back to Liverpool that night. They're very not much looking forward to it. So luckily, I work now 20 seconds away from the venue. So, be a quick turnaround there. Get my great card, British Strong Style there. Jimmy Havoc versus Marty Scurll. I was lucky enough to see that at Progress back in November.
Yeah.
No, it should be a great night. Other wrestlers there. Eddie Dennis there. Jack Sexsmith there. Joey Ryan's going to be there. Colt Cabana's going to be there. So it's a very, very strong card. I'm very much looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm jealous.
Oh, big final shout-out. My shout-out news. This time it's going to to Walter.
Yeah.
Former name is Big Daddy Walter. He's the new Progress Atlas champion, beating my favourite wrestler in the indie scene, Matt Riddle. Chapter 52, yeah, correct. I'm getting a bit now, I've been trying to catch up with it. Another outstanding match between the two, and there's just a reason why these two of the best wrestlers in the indie scene at the moment. But congratulations, Walter, new Progress Atlas champion.
Oh, great. So huge thanks for listening again this week. We'll see you for our NXT TakeOver Brooklyn again. No?
TakeOver Brooklyn.
Yeah. And our SummerSlam reviews. So we're going to do two in 1 week. So we're going to release the NXT one on the Sunday night and then the usual Tuesday night for the SummerSlam review. So thank you for listening. Good night.
Thank you very much.